A chapter in Western Massachusetts political history closes Friday when Alex Morse resigns as mayor of Holyoke. After more than 9 years as mayor and following his loss in a bitter 2020 congressional race, Morse is moving to Provincetown. He'll become the town manager of the Cape Cod resort town, a longtime haven for artists and a vacation destination for the LGBTQ community. Newly graduated from Brown University, Morse upset incumbent Elaine Pluta in the 2011 election to become mayor of the city where he was born and raised.
It feels great, and I'm sure it'll settle in the morning. We accomplished something really huge tonight, and this isn't about me. This victory is not about Alex Morse. It's not about Elaine Pluta. It's about the future of the city of Holyoke.
At the age of 22, he was the youngest Holyoke mayor and its first openly gay mayor. His election drew national news coverage.
It's been a whirlwind to some extent. You know, the national media attention, obviously the invitation to the White House to meet the president and Michelle Obama was a wonderful opportunity for me and for the city of Holyoke to be represented in Washington.
There were early missteps. Morse had campaigned on a pledge not to open Holyoke to a casino development, but then he agreed to listen to a casino pitch, only to change his position again within days and close the doors to casino gambling.
But as mayor, it is my duty and obligation to meet with them and do our due diligence and research and come up with the process that will be best for the city of Holyoke.
Sometimes governing is messy. I recognize how complicated it is. I take full responsibility for beginning this conversation. But I think I couldn't move forward on something that I didn't believe in.
Morse fought with the city council and prevailed in an effort to bring a clean needle exchange program to Holyoke. His administration helped bring about extensive renovations to one of the oldest public housing developments in the country and the closing down of the last coal power plant in the region. A canal walk was constructed and a downtown passenger rail station opened. A new arts district flourished, at least until the pandemic. Under Morse's watch, the Holyoke Public Schools, which had been in decline for years, were put into state receivership. The city's voters rejected a plan backed by Morse to build two brand new schools. In 2016, Morse was the only mayor in the state to endorse the referendum that voters would later approve to legalize recreational marijuana. It was a social justice issue, but also an economic opportunity. As Morse saw it, the city's many vacant brick mill buildings with cheap electricity supplied from the municipal power company were ideal locations for marijuana cultivation and product manufacturing.
You know, if we can, you know, renovate and repurpose old mill buildings to now become job-producing factories on a product that has a great return on investment today, then I think we need to take full advantage of that.
Boston Business Journal reported recently that more commercial cannabis licenses have been issued in Holyoke than any other place in the state. Faced with a self-imposed 10-year term limit in the mayor's office, Morse in 2020 launched a Democratic primary challenge against 30-year incumbent Congressman Richard Neal. In the closing weeks of the bitter campaign, Morse accused Democratic Party officials of promoting a smear that he'd made inappropriate advances to young men at college political events.
I will let the voters of the 1st District come to their own conclusions, but this is exactly why I ran for mayor 9 years ago, to change the political culture of personal destruction, a politics that tears people down instead of lifts them up. And I think, obviously, it's no coincidence, the timing of these allegations and accusations that go all the way to the height of the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
3 months after losing the primary, Morse announced that he would not run for another term as mayor.
It's certainly been an honor of my lifetime to be mayor of my hometown, and I'm so incredibly proud of the progress we've made.
Morse was elected mayor and then reelected 3 times with the support of progressives, young professionals newly arrived in Holyoke, and the city's large Latino community. But his base never broadened, and he remained a polarizing figure throughout his time in office, said Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
And unfortunately, it did stymie progress on some things, it led to its own share of, kind of pointless clashes between the various political figures, most notably the city council.
Morse brought a group of young and diverse people with him to city government, and there were high expectations, said Safransky.
People did have an expectation that things were going to change dramatically. I don't know if he believed that because I think he understands cities and urban politics well enough to know that change is glacial. I think there were some people who were hoping that maybe 10 years later they'd be looking at a city that looked more like Northampton than, you know, a city that still has its some of its struggles.
Holyoke City Council President Todd McGee will become acting mayor. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.